Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today, in honor of Mother's Day, I am taking a question from a mom. And this mom is having a problem with getting her kids to talk to her. Now, let me be very clear. In the question, it was a long question, so I'm going to just paraphrase it for you. She said that her kids have no problem opening up their mouth and making words come out in the form of, can I have money? Can you take me somewhere? Can you buy me something? And I don't like something. Okay, so apparently her kids, she says they're experts at communicating those types of messages, but just not so good at communicating when she asked them how their day was, how they're feeling, did they do their homework, have they done their chores, where they're going, who they're hanging out with. Apparently in those questions, they get really agitated. And sometimes they ignore, sometimes they pretend like, you know, they can't hear, things like that. So she said, David, and again, this was a long question, so she gave me a lot of details and background about her kids. I believe she got three kids, like ages like 7, 9, and 15, I think it was, something like that, because I know the oldest doesn't have a driver's license. So anyways, so what she said was, she goes, all I want for Mother's Day, because apparently one of the kids said, hey, Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day? And she said, I didn't say this out loud, so you'd be proud of me, David. But she did tell them, or she did think that she doesn't want any gifts. She doesn't want any cards. She doesn't want any flowers. All she wants is for them just to talk to her and just not keep her in the dark and not be the last person to find out when something happens in her kids' lives. So I'm going to make some assumptions. And based upon what she said she did have a history and even earned a reputation of being nagging. And what was the other word she used? She said investigator. One of the kids called like an FBI investigator or something along those lines. So apparently she's got a reputation in her family of asking lots of questions, being, you know, on top of things. Now she said she does fall into the freak out category. She's been listening to the podcast for a long time. She said she tries her best not to ask a bunch of questions, but it's really hard. As we all know, if you've listened to those episodes, it's hard to lead with statements when you're talking to your kids because you want to be like, what the hell were you thinking? So these are confessions she said she had. So since she's got that reputation of being the nagger, being the one who's, where are you going? What are you doing? Asking all these questions. She believes that there might be a connection between that and her kids not wanting to talk to her. And I'm here to tell you there is a connection between that. So here's what I'm going to do. Give you some basic, quick examples of how to handle this type of situation and how to make yourself primed for your kids to come and talk to you instead of to run away from you and avoid you and ignore you or to put their headphones on. So here we go. First step, play dumb. Now, a lot of you mothers out there, you guys suck at poker. And what I'm referring to is when you play poker, there's certain tells, meaning body language, facial expressions. There's certain things that if you give away your real feelings, what you're thinking on the inside, the other person knows too much about what hand you have, and they're playing the game trying to figure out how they can win and get what they want. You're playing the game trying to figure out how you can win and give what you want. But the problem is, if you ask too many questions, you poke, you prod too much, if you know too much information, like where were you at? Well, I know you didn't go here because I checked your device and I checked this, but if you give all this information of all these data and details and all these things that you know, well, your kids are not going to be looking at you as someone that they now can play this game with fairly. They feel like they're going to have to cut some corners. They feel like they're going to have to exaggerate. They feel like they may even have to, I know, brace yourselves, moms, lie to you. So instead, moms, I want you to pretend to be naive. So when I say play dumb, keyword play. Pretend to be naive. Now, a lot of moms tell me this is really difficult for them to do because they've been fighting for respect. They've been fighting to be, heard and be taken seriously. So they make the mistake of saying, well, I just need to assert myself more. I need to call them out on more things. I need to catch them in the act of those things. And somehow by calling them out and catching them in the act, somehow I will be able to be victorious in getting them to open up and talk to me and trust me that I can handle difficult things because I ripped it out of them and I forced them to tell me. Yeah, if that didn't make sense, it's because it's not supposed to make sense, because it doesn't work that way. Your kids are not likely to keep on telling you things when you're always investigating, asking them to tell you things. Most parents think if they don't ask their kids enough questions, their kids will not tell them anything. Well, I'm here to tell you that is wrong. So play dumb, pretend to be naive. What that does is it brings down the guard of your teenager, your kid, whoever it may be. If your kid's worried that you're going to find out they didn't do the chore, and you start asking them a bunch of questions about, so what'd you do today? What's going on? So wasn't there something else you were supposed to do today? No, not at all. Oh yeah, something you said you're going to do. This seems like you're just kind of playing dumb, but you're poking, you're prodding, and they know something's up. Playing dumb sounds like this. Let's say you're mad because your kid didn't do their chore. And normally you would say, why didn't you do your chore? I told you if you didn't do your chore, you're not gonna be able to hang with your friends. Mom, but they're on their way over. One of those types of situations. I can't tell them to go home now. They're on their way over to pick me up. So in my suggestion, instead of doing it that way, I would suggest you do something like this. Huh, man, I'm so glad that you got all your chores done today so that you could go play with your friends and you wouldn't have to worry about me nagging you and getting after you or finding out later that you didn't do your chore and text you and threatening you that you're going to be grounded and all these horrible things are happening. So I'm so thankful that you took initiative and you followed through with your commitments because if you didn't do that, then that would break your word, and you wouldn't want to break your word to me because if you broke your word to me, I wouldn't be able to trust you in the future, and that wouldn't go good for your freedom. See, that is pretending to be naive. That is being a little coy. That is being a little, oh yeah, I know you would never do those things. Now, at that particular time, your child has a choice to make. Do I want to double down and say, oh yeah, I did it. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. If they do, so be it. It's their story. They can tell it how they like. Now you can go in and take pictures with your phone to show that the chores weren't done. And then you can, later on tell them, huh, well, you went to hang out with your friend, but I have pictures here that show and video that shows that you didn't do your chore. Gosh, I mean, the old me would want to get really mad and ground you and take away your cell phone and all these things. But, if I do that, then we'll start to fight. And we don't want to do that because if we fight all the time, you don't want to talk to me. If you don't want to talk to me, then I get angry. Let's not do that anymore. So why don't you do this? Why don't you tell me that since you made a mistake and somehow you forgot you didn't do your chore, because I totally know it was not done on purpose, why don't you just tell me what's a good consequence for you? Because if I give you the consequence, I'm sure it'd be a lot worse, especially if I was mad, if I felt that you lied to me. But since you didn't lie to me, it was just a mistake. I think you should come up with a good consequence for me to give you, because I know you don't want to lose my trust for the future. You guys, that's clever. That's pretending to be naive. See, if you can master this type of nuanced version of talking to your kids, you get to control a lot more. First of all, you get to control your reactions. Because if you can't control your reactions and your emotions, how are you supposed to control anything at all? Second of all, you get to control the environment. You're not letting the environment and the vibe or the energy of the environment get super anxious and angry and intense because that combative energy is more likely to cause a problem. Now you're going to be at odds with your kid. Now you just gave them more data, more evidence that you are unreasonable and they cannot talk to you. Now, if you're listening to me and saying, Dave, well, that's not fair. That's not my intention. Your intentions do not matter. It's the way they're received that matters. Now, if you're doing what I'm telling you to do and your kids still act a fool, they still, well, that's not fair, this and that, they go, hey, listen, I'm giving you a last chance. You can either help come up with your own consequence and just admit that, hey, you made a mistake, whether you meant to do it or not, then we can figure something out. If not, then I'm gonna have to give you a consequence and I may even have to get mad and upset. And I don't want to do that. I'm too tired to get mad and upset right now. You're pleading with them to stay in the pocket, meaning to not get emotional, to not react. You're being a model to them of the behavior you want them to give to you. That's what I mean by playing dumb, playing naive, but being clever while you're doing it. Lighten the situation without making it seem intense and personal. So, moms out there, if you happen to fall in that category where your kids do not like to open up and talk to you about things, they don't trust you, or maybe, maybe it's not fair, maybe they've judged you wrongly, but maybe you've gotten that reputation for being a nagger. Maybe they call you a helicopter parent. You're like, I'm not a helicopter parent, I just really care. I get it. I'm not calling you a helicopter parent. I'm not saying you have a bad reputation. I'm just saying if you want to have a better connection with your kids, you're going to have to switch your game up, your approach up. You can't keep on coming at them the exact same way and expect something different. They're in a pattern, a defensive cycle. You're in a pattern, a defensive cycle. So they do something that causes you worry. You're all over the situation. You're on top of it like a good mother, because when you have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old, you're supposed to be on top of it to be a good mother, because they could die. They could choke on a grape that wasn't cut in half. You've been trained for so many years to be on it, 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 on it. And now you're supposed to slowly back off of it. And that's a very difficult thing to do. It's a whole different discipline. What I'm suggesting is going to take practice, you guys. It's not going to happen perfectly, but hopefully you can see the wisdom in what I'm saying. You now have to build relationships with your kids to have influence over them. The demanding strict obedience, that you're an adult, you pay for the bills, you do all these things, so therefore they have to give you things and you're entitled to certain things. That went away with cable television, you guys. If you still watch cable television, you know that you're one of the few people that still do. It's a dying thing, just like radio is a dying thing. Everything must evolve, and if you do not evolve your style of parenting, then your relationship with your kids will die. And if you keep on trying to bring back to life the old relationship with them, if you not evolved in your approaches and your ability to connect with them in different ways, well, then you're going to feel like you're losing any sort of influence with your kids. You're going to spend more time fighting and arguing with them than connecting with them and making memories with them. Well, until next time, you guys, thank you very much for following me on OG Therapy. And also, my book's coming out, you guys. It's coming out. In fact, in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about that. So if you follow the podcast, I'd really appreciate your support picking up my book on Amazon. It's called Youth of the Nation. When I say it's coming out, meaning it is, I don't know when you're going to hear this, but when you hear this, go check it out on Amazon. It's probably already out by the time this episode comes out. Thank you guys very much. And I really appreciate you guys' support. The whole entire book is about the story of what I've been doing since 2010, and what me and the kids have created here in Utah called social health, and how it turned into a high school curriculum, and how I believe that is the missing discipline in our education system. And I also believe it is the missing discipline in our health system. We have physical health, we have mental health. We need to add social health. We've become socially unhealthy as a nation. There's plenty of blame to go around, but I think everyone is at fault, meaning a lot of people, including myself, have just accepted technology and we made it a part of our life. And so because of that interfacing with technology causes us to have fewer and fewer experiences in face-to-face human interaction, fewer experiences with connecting and bonding with people, eating with people. Even going out to a restaurant is not as popular as it used to be. People would rather just stay home and order out. These are things that we used to do on a day-to-day and weekly basis that kept us connected. Unfortunately, we're doing less and less of those things. Therefore, my diagnosis is that our country's youth suicide epidemic is actually not a mental health crisis at all. It's a social health issue, but it has very serious mental health side effects. So check it out, you guys, on Amazon if you like. If not, you can follow me in OG Therapy, OG.therapy on Instagram. You can follow us on a TikTok on OG Therapy Podcast, on YouTube on OG Therapy. And if you want to pay $5 a month to support what we do here and go listen to over 2 years of podcasts, but also not listen to them, but also see the videos of them. And this episode will also be on there as well. You can go to www.patreon.com/OG Therapy for all those videos. And until next time, you guys, if you're down on your knees saying, please, Lord, please, baby Jesus, Buddha, Allah, all the things, all the people that could possibly help me. Help me not kill my kids. Help me not ground them and ruin my relationship with them. Help me have better relationships with my life. Just press play and listen to your OGs. Until next time, be cool.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.